Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the Georgia Department of Public Health has confirmed cases of measles and West Nile virus in Georgia. Negotiations are underway to make Columbus one of the first hubs for electric air taxis. And a group of Georgia Tech students simulate what it's like to communicate with astronauts on Mars.
The time it takes for a conversation from Earth to get to Mars is approximately 20 minutes. 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back. So that means it could take 40 minutes before the crew can actually tell us something that we've told them.
Today is Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. All eyes are on the governor and Senate races in Georgia, but candidates running for statewide constitutional offices like lieutenant governor are working to engage voters as well. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Democratic lieutenant governor candidate Josh McLaurin says he believes excitement for the candidates at the top of the ticket will help voters pay attention to his race.
And I think voters see that Democrats from the state level to the federal level are all rallied behind our leadership and united on those same concerns. I think voters know when they go to the polls and they pull the lever for a Democrat right now, they're voting for the party that is not distracted.
Republican lieutenant governor candidate Greg Dolezal said the LG race is part of a bigger picture.
We will reclaim the state for the values upon which it was founded. We're an original colony, y'all. It's time that we act like it.
The two candidates will face off November 3rd. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The Georgia Department of Public Health has confirmed a case of measles. DPH says the case is in an unvaccinated resident in Metro Atlanta without known travel history or exposure to someone infected with measles. This is the seventh confirmed case in Georgia this year. Last year, there were 10. Also, the Department of Public Health has confirmed a second case of someone contracting West Nile virus in Georgia this year. The newest case is an adult in Chatham County in southeast Georgia. Last year, the state had 18 cases. Mosquitoes have tested positive for West Nile virus in Decatur and Atlanta this year. Public health officials are urging Georgians to avoid dusk and dawn activities when mosquitoes are most active, wear bug spray, eliminate standing water, and reduce exposed skin when outside. A group of Georgia Tech students is concluding a 10-day simulated Mars mission in Arkansas. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more from Mission Control on the school's campus.
The C-1 Thalassa mission includes 6 astronauts and 30 crew in Mission Control. Students in the Southeast Analog program worked in 3 shifts around the clock to do astronaut training, spaceflight operations, and research. Alan Young is a graduate student and flight director for the mission. He says they had to simulate time delays for a more realistic experience.
The time it takes for a conversation from Earth to get to Mars is approximately 20 minutes. It ranges depending on where we are, but 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back. So that means it could take 40 minutes before the crew can actually tell us something that we've told them. And that is a huge challenge.
This is one of the first student-led analog astronaut missions in the United States. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Atlanta is among the cities that may see more Amazon packages delivered by drone. The company announced today it's expanding drone deliveries to suburban areas in nearly 500 U.S. cities. Amazon says customers could receive the drone deliveries in as fast as 30 minutes. Packages can be up to 5 pounds. Other new communities in the plan include Chicago, Cleveland, and Boise. The Metro Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority has never had anyone ride it more rapidly than 2 college students did last week, at least officially. Students Ayush Mani and Andrew Zhang broke the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to visit every MARTA rail station. They visited 38 stations in 3 hours and 21 minutes. That's 13 minutes faster than the previous record. GPB's Orlando Montoya talked to the pair about the record and why they wanted to break it.
So when I was a kid, I'm from New York City, and I discovered the New York City speed run. And in New York City, it's 22 hours and 14 minutes and 10 seconds. That's the current record, which is another goal of mine. It's been a lifelong dream of mine. And so to have the opportunity to come to Atlanta, where Andrew lives, and break this record with him, it's been a continuation of that dream. And to go and have the opportunity to advocate for transit while we're doing that, I think it's just a great opportunity.
And Andrew?
Yeah, I
I first heard about Ayusha's passion for transit. I originally wasn't as into transit as Ayusha's been, but I saw a lot of the work he did, and I was, quite frankly, a little inspired.
What are the rules for breaking this record?
So we've got to visit all of the stops in the quickest amount of time, and Guinness has a very, very stringent set of requirements. So we have to go throughout the run, we have to record the time that the doors open and close at every stop, we have to get witnesses both at the beginning and the end and also throughout the run, so it gives us a chance to meet people, and we got to record the whole thing. So we have body cam of about 3 hours of footage of us exploring Marta.
What challenges did you run into along the way?
Oh, so many challenges from the start to the end. You know, I think from the planning, you know, you need a system that's going to be fast, frequent, and reliable to be able to execute something like this. And so for the record to be broken, I think it shows how MARTA is improving in creating fast, frequent, and reliable service. We have to meet people because you have to get all those signatures, which was Andrew's job. And we get to see what people thought of the system, interact with people. I'll let Andrew speak on that. It was its own unique challenge.
Yeah, and I think, like, aside from the inherent speedrunning part, it's honestly a group project. It takes a lot of planning. Even though the two of us are the ones that broke the record, it takes a lot of people. So it's really kind of more of a community effort than just the two of us.
What happened at the airport? You said something, something happened there.
We arrived, we had a 2-minute connection there. We were a minute and 45 seconds late, but we still had 15 seconds. And so we got off the train and we started sprinting there. We watched the doors close in front of our face. And then I gesticulated wildly at the operator, who did not open the door and left without me.
That happens every day on MARTA to many, many commuters.
Yep. Part of experience, MARTA, as folks really do it, you know?
This was an exceptional ride, but a lot of riders like you, Andrew, are rushing to get to places on MARTA every day. Based on your experience here, what do you think MARTA could do to make trips faster?
I think they've already started taking steps in that direction. I think in the recent months over the summer, they've done a revamping of the gate system. They've done a lot of construction, a lot of work and effort is put into that. I think a lot of it is smoothing out the process, making the entire process more streamlined, more consistent. And I think that's the direction that ultimately is where we want to see MARTA go.
I feel like public transit, you know, like if you adding one line is one line, but what really makes public transit work is that it's a holistic system, and it's made up of connections and buses and last mile transit. And so if MARTA can tighten up those connections and make them more reliable, you know, That's what will really speed up the commute for a lot of people.
Well, it's been great talking to you, and congratulations, Ayusha and Andrew, on your record.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Ayush Mani studies economics and psychology at Amherst College. Andrew Zhang studies physics at Georgia Tech. And they spoke with GPB's Orlando Montoya on Saturday. Negotiations are underway to make Columbus one of the first hubs for electric air taxis. Negotiators are looking at putting a universal charging station in Vertiport at the Columbus Airport. The proposal would allow for vertical takeoff of electric air taxis, which become airborne like helicopters and fly like airplanes. Advocates say these air taxis would, among other benefits, speed up delivery of organs for transplant. The Columbus Airport charging station comes with a $1 million price tag. Economic development organization Choose Columbus is working with the Columbus Consolidated Government to secure funding. Leaders of the Atlanta Beltline say they are expanding its autonomous shuttle pilot program. Launched in June, ATL Spoke established a route for the driverless shuttle between the Beltline, the West End MARTA station, and the Lee and White Commercial District. The new route starting today loops in Atlanta University Center, which will create a new connection for AUC students, faculty, and staff ahead of the fall semester. Rides are free and open to the public, with shuttles every 12 to 15 minutes, 7 days a week from noon until 10 p.m. And that is a wrap for today's edition of Georgia Today. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for new stories and updates to the stories you heard today. Your feedback is welcome, of course. Send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.